Son of Porthos. While the Duke of Almada is wooing the king with flattery and smooth words, while together they are planning the future of the young Breton, Joel himself is still unaware of his fate. Although he's been told that he will be hanged, nothing seems to be done about it, and the weary days drag by behind the grim walls of the Bastille. Nobody knows what will be done for him or when, and he is bored, discontented, and impatient as he walks with a fellow prisoner in the small, square exercise yard.
The chief recorder said they would hang me, but that was weeks ago. Sometimes I think I shall go mad with this waiting and uncertainty.
They put you in the other tower if you're mad.
Does it happen often, then?
Oh, frequently.
In my native home of Brittany, I used to ride and shoot. Then when I came to Paris, my days were filled with adventure, but now it is monotony, day after day.
One becomes accustomed to it, monsieur.
Never. Not I. If they must hang me, then let them do so, and I shall walk from these walls with my head held high and never a complaint, but I cannot stay cooped up behind these walls forever. I would smother. What is that? Who comes now?
The governor of the Bastille on his monthly round.
God! Which one is known as Joel?
It is I. Have they sent for me?
Not yet. I merely make my rounds to be sure all is well.
How can all be well in such a place as this?
You want for anything, monsieur?
I want for nothing, except to know what is to be done with me. I am treated very well apart from that.
You have put us to a great deal of trouble, monsieur. As you know, prisoners here are treated and accommodated according to their rank. With you, there has been some confusion.
So I am told, but it pleases me no more than it does you. It is cruel to leave me in ignorance of my fate.
That is my opinion also.
Then can nothing be done?
I have written to Monsieur de Lorraine to solicit orders about you. He replies that he has communicated with His Majesty the King. And as soon as I hear what is to be done, I will transmit it to you.
I hope that will be soon. And I hope that I may speedily depart from this prison house. Indeed, I am eager to go forth, though it be between chaplain and executioner.
I trust you will not be reduced to such an extremity. It seems to me that since this is so difficult a case to decide, they may well forget you.
Forget me? Like Lesage, the poisoner? But that is just what I do not want to happen.
Monsieur, it is not what you wish, but what the king ordains.
Well, His Majesty makes a mistake if he thinks I am going to stay here in this hole.
You will stay, monsieur, as long as it is the king's pleasure that you do so. The king never makes mistakes. I shall have the honor to announce his decision when it comes. Till then, farewell, monsieur.
If they think they can leave me here and forget me, they make a mistake.
The Bastille is full of forgotten people, monsieur. Like the old man we see here so often, the white-haired fellow. He's been here, they say, since Louis XIII was on the throne.
I know. Alas, it is all too true.
He has no friends, it seems, to pester the royal ministers or sue for his release. 40 years he'd be here, they say.
If I had been here 40 years, I would have made 40 attempts to escape. In truth, I know not why I do not make one now.
And be shot, like Lesage, the poison.
Even that would be better than the living death of 40 years in this establishment.
One grows resigned, this year.
Never. I tell you, comrade, rather than grow old here, I will fight my way out on my own.
You are big enough in truth, monsieur. These walls have withstood more than your strength.
If they leave me here much longer, instead of allowing them to murder me piecemeal, I shall commence to murder them wholesale. I will brain the governor with this tool, seize his sword, and run amok with it.
Of course, I
do not expect to cut my way out, but I shall die the death of a soldier. My child, you do not trust me.
Oh, indeed, my lord. There is no other course open to me. If I cannot trust the Duke of Almada, who has proved so kind a friend, whom then am I to trust?
I am your friend, my child. You must believe me.
Oh, indeed, my lord. I want you. I do believe you. But it is so long since you assured me of my Joel's safety and promised he should come to me. Still, there is no news.
Please take time, mademoiselle. I am doing my best.
Oh, I am assured of it, my lord. And yet, my heart cannot rest while my Joel is not with me. Oh, he is safe, my lord.
As safe as if I had him under lock and key.
When will he come to me?
Very soon now, I trust.
Oh, I pray it may be soon. For I'm lonely here, despite the kindness that is showered upon me. Oh, I am impatient to see him again, my lord. And you must pardon that impatience. It springs from youth and love.
Enter.
A message has come to you, my lord.
You bring it here, Bois Larrier.
It came just this moment, my lord.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Ah, that is well.
My lord, I will take my leave. Crave pardon for interrupting. I can see that you are busy, and my worries must be of small account to you at such a time.
Child, do not say such things. Your welfare at all times is close to my heart, and this note concerns you as well as me.
It is from Joel.
No, not from him, but it concerns the gentleman. Go your way in peace, mademoiselle. Return to your duties with a light heart. Your Joel will be with you tomorrow.
Oh, heaven will reward you, my lord. My heart is full of gratitude. I shall see him tomorrow.
In the morning.
How brightly that day will dawn for me. Farewell, my lord. Until tomorrow.
Au revoir, mademoiselle. So, Bois Larrier, we have our way. Our plans for Master Joel are now complete with royal approval. Everything is in order.
Yes, my lord. Everything.
Good, good. It has taken so long, I began to harbor fears similar to those expressed by Mademoiselle de Tremblay. Although not, I must admit, springing from either youth or love.
My lord! My lord, what is it? You're ill.
It is nothing, my friend. Help me to the couch.
Put your arm round my neck, my lord.
Careful now. Gently. That is better.
What is it, my lord? Shall I call a physician? You're ill.
No, Valerie. It is nothing. Do not worry. I am with you for a long time yet. In fact, I should not be surprised if you preceded me to heavenly apostles.
My lord.
Oh, come. I did but joke. I will not die before my work is done. Have no fear of it. Let us down to business now, for nothing must go wrong with our plans for the Breton. This time we have him where we want him. There must be no hitch.
Monsieur Joel.
How now, my Lord Governor?
Be good enough to follow me, monsieur. I have orders to place you in the hands of one who waits below.
But who is this? One who waits. Where am I going? What decision have they made regarding me?
I know only my orders, monsieur. Be so good as to follow me.
Well, at least it breaks the monotony. They say surprises are good for one. I shall follow you, my lord.
This way, monsieur.
God! Even royalty could not wish for a better escort. I am honored.
This way, monsieur. There is a small door at the end of this corridor. It is a side entrance.
Not the front door for me. Oh, fine, monsieur. I do not like being hustled ignominiously from a side gate under cover of darkness.
God! Halt!
One moment, monsieur.
How dark it is outside. I cannot see anyone, but yes, there are shadows there, figures. And upon my sword, a coach.
Kindly enter the coach, monsieur.
Enter the coach? Are you mad? Are you sure you have the right person, my lord?
Be good enough to enter, monsieur. Those are my orders.
Oh, well, as you say, from Bastille to coach is a long step, but I take it as your orders, my lord, and with gratitude. It is not every prisoner who rides to his death in a coach and six.